And a good morning, everyone. Mike Burge along with you on the comment program this morning. A busy day today, as we're going to get later on in the program. Valentine Police Chief Dana Miller will be our guest here on the comment program coming up in a little bit. First of all, on the program, as promised, it's our fortunate opportunity here to visit with the legend Bob Kilmer. Bob, congratulations on being inducted into the Aviation Hall of Fame for the state of Nebraska. That's an honor.
Well, thank you very much. It is an honor when you think of the people that preceded you, and it's even more of an honor to be alive. A lot of people are inducted after they're gone.
The congratulations, but you've been at Miller Field one way, shape, or form, or all shapes and forms, since about 1962, right?
That's correct.
What led you to Valentine and to Miller Field?
Willie Kerr started Sandhills Aero Service, and he knew the pilot that taught me, that started me flying in Lusk, Wyoming, and he was up there, and he said he was looking for a mechanic, and he said, well, I had mentioned that I wanted to get out of Denver, so he started calling me, and Frontier was flying in here at the time. And so I was working for Frontier, and I scheduled I went over to the terminal to get a ticket to fly up here, company pass. And they said, oh, we stopped flying in there today.
Last day, huh?
Yeah. And so long story short, Willie kept calling, and he's pretty persistent. And I finally agreed to come. And which normally would be pretty ridiculous to come without seeing what you was getting into. And when we got here, I thought maybe I had done.
You second-guessed yourself, huh?
But I couldn't go back. There was no way to go back. Okay. And so over the years, it's just grown and grown, and Willie and I ended up being partners. Bob Parrott was in it, but I bought him his share. And it was pretty tough in the early years. And we started, our first ambulance trip was in 1964 in a small four-place fabric-covered airplane. And well, I was loading a patient and getting everybody in. The ambulance driver was walking around touching it, and he said, what is this made out of, paper? But we ended up doing ambulance for about 35 years.
I was going to say, yeah. You transported a lot of people out of here in your airplanes, and they weren't what we might think of as the Airmark people today and their King Airs and stuff like that.
Right.
What kind of an aircraft did you use for that?
Well, we used a number. We didn't haul a lot in that first one I was talking about, but we got four-place airplanes, and we flew the same configuration. We'd take out the right front seat and put the stretcher over that and onto the back seat, and their nurse would get in the back seat by the patient, and it was not real handy. And then we got six-place airplanes that loaded a lot easier. We had three twin-engine airplanes. Willie and I together owned 52 airplanes.
Over your lifetime. You owned airplanes like most people own cars.
Yeah, huh? Right. Well, Willie worked for Ford Garage, so he was kind of a trader.
He did both, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So the air ambulance, and a lot of times it was you, the patient, and a nurse.
That's correct.
That was it.
Yeah.
So when they do that today, don't they have a couple of medical professionals on?
Yes, they probably have. Most of the time, I think they have two attendants.
Okay. Is it one pilot or two?
Yeah, one pilot.
One pilot. Okay. I want to back up a little bit and talk about the commercial flight. So you did not, you weren't there when they did the Frontier Airlines. Were there ever any commercial airline hookups in Valentine once you came? And
no.
That was it, huh?
In 1967, SMB Stage Line started flying first-class mail. out of here, and they flew from here to North Platte, and we maintained their airplane, and then the one from Shadron, they would switch at North Platte. We maintained that one also. But that lasted until about 1970, maybe. I don't believe it was 71. It was about 3 years that lasted.
So what made you decide as a youngster to get into aviation? What's your background? Because you were in the military, right?
Yes, I went to Air Force right out of high school, 10 days after I graduated, as a matter of fact. And the recruiter, Air Force recruiter, had told me, I said that I wanted to fly, but I knew I couldn't get into cadets because you had to have college. And so he said, well, yeah, you'll have basic training. You just march around for a couple of weeks, and then you'll start flying right away as a crew member.
Uh-huh. Well, did that work out for you?
And that in 1952, I said, well, this is not happening. And I started taking lessons on my own and bought my first airplane, and I was stationed at Ellsworth Air Force Base at Rapid City. And I flew my plane up there, and I wasn't knowledgeable enough to know that in South Dakota and Nebraska, you don't leave an airplane outside.
Oh.
And it was tied out, and they got an 80-mile-an-hour wind, and that was the end of my airplane. So I didn't get to fly until I graduated from mechanic school at Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I came back to Wyoming, worked for my uncles for a time, and then I got on with Frontier and started taking lessons on the GI Bill. And that's when I really got serious about it.
Okay. So you've been here at the Valentine Miller Field Airport. You've seen a lot of changes to the airport facility itself.
That's correct. There was, when we got here, there was 12 hangars. There was two cement block hangars, which are still there, and one larger wood hangar, and then the rest were all single place T hangars, they called them. And so it's quite a change to see what's out there now.
Were those those T hangars, were they just kind of a metal building shell to
right, yeah,
keep the hail off of your airplane?
Yeah, that's about it.
So now they have, how many airplanes at any given time are housed at Miller Field now? Maybe that would surprise people.
Well, around 40.
40 airplanes at
40.
Any given time.
Yeah.
And that's not counting all the ones that come and go during the day.
No. And there's... the hospital has quite a few clinics that those planes come in every week, usually. It varies week by week, but you have the eye clinic from Scotts Bluff and
right.
The heart doctors from Lincoln and the surgeons from Colorado and various other doctors that fly in.
I know there's been a progression of improvements because one thing builds on another thing at the airport. But if you have to go back and look at one major renovation that's benefited Miller Field and Valentine during your lifetime here, what would that be, Bob?
Well, of course, improvement, the runway. It was asphalt, our main runway. And in 2008, it was all made to concrete and our ramp also. But the problem was they cut our length down and our ramp size. But now we've been funded to rebuild the short runway, and it will be cement, and then build a parallel taxiway. And hopefully the parallel taxiway will open us up to extend the longer runway, because the FAA says we have to have parallel taxiway in order to do that.
And of course, you know, when you look back in the early 2000s when they've been planning for some of those runway things, they weren't really able to to estimate the increase in plane size and traffic with the golf courses and stuff here in Valentine. We're going to bring in bigger, faster, bigger planes.
Oh, yeah. They, last summer, we run out of ramp space a number of times. It, probably maybe August was the most jet fuel that we've ever sold here, and there was day after day when the ramp was full. So hopefully with the taxiway, we'll be able to extend the ramp and have room for parking, because it's getting pretty tight and busy golf days. And
yeah. I know there are times out there, if you drive by and you see there's a lot of airplanes parked out there on the ramp, and either people coming or going or both.
Yeah, when they added the second golf course, that really increased the number.
Uh-huh.
And then the life flights and the medical flights, I mean, for the hospital, all that, it's got pretty crowded.
We still don't have a tower, though.
Oh, I don't look for that.
You don't look for a tower?
Not right away. I hate to say never, because I would have never dreamed that we would have all those hangars out there and all the traffic that we do. So
what do you see as things that are needed at the airport then? You mentioned about upgrading the other runway and the ramp and everything. Are there other things down the road that would make our airport even better?
Well, like I say, if we extended the runway, we'd get bigger aircraft in. Some of them that come to the golf course have to land at Ainsworth because they have a longer runway. And their requirements are that they can probably fly out of here, but their insurance requires them to have a longer, and their operating specifications.
Mm-hmm.
They got to have a longer runway.
How long is our long runway?
Our longest one is 4,700 feet. And if we could get over 5,000, that would satisfy that requirement for those bigger airplanes.
So you have to be almost a mile long.
Yes.
To do that kind of stuff. Is there room out there that is currently available to do that on?
I think so, but we're getting pretty close to Highway 83. And the only other option would be go lengthen the other runway, but that's a long ways down the road. So.
Okay. And, of course, we've seen the last few years the seat plane that's come in. That's kind of a new addition that is nice to have, that the airport can accommodate there.
Yes. They haven't been based here as much as I thought. It depends on the climate, you know, how dry it is. If it's really dry here, it'll be based here. If it's more so up in the panhandle, it'd be in Chadron. So it varies, but they still, if there happened to be a fire, then they still fly in and load out of this base here.
Facilities, the support facilities are still there at Miller Field then. So let's talk about Sandhills Aero, and you're still involved there, right?
Yes.
What do you do? Manage?
Yeah, the boys went and elected me bookkeeper, and takes a lot of my time. I still instruct and do local survey flying, if any demand for. And I have Kelly and Ryan and Willis, my two sons and my grandson, work with me.
That's got to be kind of a proud moment to have your family involved there.
It is, very much so.
So they'll continue on as you can sit back and relax after your 60 years there.
Yeah, I'm not ready to sit back yet.
Good, good. All right, anything else that, Bob, we want to congratulate you on being put into the Nebraska Aviation Hall of Fame. Where's that housed at?
Well, that's out of Lincoln.
Okay.
And like I said, it's pretty humbling to realize who's been named to that before you. And it was something that I never, ever expected. But I tell you who really deserves an award is my wife, Evelyn. She's took weather observations for over 30 years. She raised three boys out there. And she took care of the airport when we got called out on ambulance trips or other trips. She was stuck there alone. And she'd been a homemaker and keeps a beautiful yard with flowers and then has done all this other, and it's just pretty amazing what she's done.
Yeah, we want to definitely say a big thanks to Evelyn there for allowing you, because you've done pretty much everything in the aviation industry that you could be here. If there was any one incident that over the years, maybe it was during a rescue mission or something like that, what stands out in your mind as being part of the Miller Field and Sandhills Aerial?
Well, our longest trip was to Newark, New Jersey. We went to get there was a girl from Ainsworth was, I don't know whether she was going to school or working there, but she got run over by a car and broke both legs, and her family wanted her home. And the airline would not accept her, and so they asked if we would go after her. And so that was probably, well, that was our longest trip for sure.
Well, and I know over the years you've spotted fires and helped find cattle and
oh yeah,
and all of those kind of things that have been a big service to our community. So on behalf of everybody that you've helped, you've given lessons to people to get people started yourself flying, right?
Yes. I can't tell you how many students I've flown with or I could probably find it in my logbook, but it would take a lot of research.
Well, it's just, I mean, you got a lot of people started.
Yes.
You and Willie Kerr that were back in the day.
Right.
Kind of jump-starting a lot of people. So, okay, here's a question. I told you I wasn't going to ask you anything that you couldn't answer, but in Cherry County, which maybe Valentine will be the base for, there's a lot of people have an airplane out on the ranch and stuff. How many airplanes do you suppose there are in Cherry County that are between some of the ranchers and business people?
I'm guessing, this was just strictly a guess, I'm thinking around 75 or so.
Okay.
They're used to, after World War II, there was every ranch had an airplane, but it's not that extensive anymore.
Okay. Bob, any final comments before we turn you loose for the day and back turn you loose on the community again?
Yes, I would like to thank everybody. It's been overwhelming, the response of people calling and cards, and there was like over 100 responses on Facebook, and I don't know how to put a thank you on Facebook, but I'd just like to really thank everybody for a nice response.
Well, and you're not going anywhere. You're still out there tinkering on an airplane or two and doing the books, huh?
That's correct, and I'm giving flight instruction.
Still doing instruction.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, Bob, again, thank you from KVSH and the community. Appreciate you coming in today to spend a little time with us and sharing some comments about the airport in Miller Field and your career.
Well, thank you.
Bob Kilmer has been our guest on this portion of the comment program, recently inducted into the Nebraska Aviation Hall of Fame.